Today's daf is Tainus Daf Hey, and we are four lines from the bottom of Daf Dalid Amid Beis Va'anan De Islan Shrei Yoimi. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leia, Meshabe Ben Devora, Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon Ben Fega, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyahu Ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel Ben Esther, Menachem Mendel Ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel Bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer Ben Reuza, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Rifka Bas Esther, Hena Perel Bas Yecheved, Sora Leia Bas Esther Rifka, Eliyov Ben Silla, Rafal Kahas Ben Fega, and Baruch Ben Rachel. So we're continuing with the first sugya in Meseches Tainus, which is the laws of Mashiv Ruach Umayr Dageshem, and the laws of the Sein Tal Umata Levracha. And we saw that there are several shitos as to Me'emosai Maskirin Gvurais Geshamim. When exactly we begin saying Mashiv Ruach Umayr Dageshem? Rabbi Eliezer's shita is the first day Sukkos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the second day Sukkos. Rabbi Akiva, the sixth day Sukkos. Rabbi Shuan the Braisa said it's Mairiv of Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Shuan the Mishnah said it's Shachris of Shmini Atzeres. And Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, said it's Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, that we begin saying Mashiv Ruach Umayr Dageshem on Shmini Atzeres, specifically by Tfilas Musaf, says the Gemara. Four lines from the bottom of Daf Dalet Amid Beis. Va'anan de Islan Shrei Yoimi. We who live in Chutz Laaretz, and we keep Sveika de Yoim, Heichi Avdinan. When exactly are we supposed to start saying Mashiv Ruach Umayr Dageshem, meaning in Chutz Laaretz, Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of Sukkos, is Misafik, also the eighth day of Sukkos, it's also Shmini Atzeres. That's why Shmini Atzeres, they're in Chutz Laaretz, Medina de Gemara, Mesav Yasfinan, you're supposed to sit in a Sukkah, because of a Sveika de Yoima, that it might also be Hoshana Rabbah, which means then, if the eighth day might be the seventh day, then the ninth day might be the eighth day. So really, there's a Sveika de Yoim. There are 2 days that might be Shmini Atzeres. Now, you're supposed to start saying Mashiv Ruach Umayr Dageshem on Shmini Atzeres, but there are 2 days Shmini Atzeres. So how exactly does that work out? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Rav said, Maschal b'Musaf. And you start on Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, U'poisek b'Mincha. Chiddush. Then you don't say it by Mincha. Arvis, you don't say it Mairiv of Simchas Torah, v'shachris, you don't say it shachris of Simchas Torah, v'chayze b'musafin, and then you say it again by musaf of Simchas Torah. Meaning you say it by musaf, then you stop, and then the next day you say it by musaf again. Amalu Shmuel. So Shmuel told them, puku v'imru leila Abba, go tell Abba, Rav's name was Abba, Abba Aricho. So Shmuel said, go tell Abba, achash asisu kodesh taseu chayel, does that make sense? Once you already determined that musaf of Shmini Atzeres is Shmini Atzeres, how could you suddenly stop saying Mashiv Ruach Umayr Dageshem? By stopping to say Mashiv Ruach Umayr Dageshem, you're suddenly suggesting that you're insecure as to whether today is really Shmini Atzeres. Maybe tomorrow Shmini Atzeres, I'm going to stop, and therefore I'm not going to say Mashiv Ruach Umayr Dageshem until Musaf tomorrow. That's a problem, because really what you're then doing is you're making the rest of Shmini Atzeres Choyl, and you can't do that. Achar she'asisoi kodesh taseu choyl. Once you establish that today is Shmini Atzeres, and that's why you said Mashiv Ruach Umayr Dageshem, you can't suddenly decide that maybe it's really not Shmini Atzeres, and as a result, stop saying Mashiv Ruach Umayr Dageshem. And we know that Chazal were very, very sensitive, even though there's an idea of Sveika de Yoimo, but at the same time, specifically as it relates to Shmini Atzeres, you want to treat Shmini Atzeres as Shmini Atzeres, yeah, of course, but at the same time, to treat it as a suffix that maybe it's not Shmini Atzeres, maybe it's really Hoshana Rabbah, is not so poshut, because Hoshana Rabbah is not really Yontif, it's only Chol HaMoed. And Chazal were very worried about that. One major halacha that comes about because of this concern, because of this chashash is we don't take dalad minim on Shmini Atzeres. Even though Medina the Gemara, we sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because of Sveik the Yoimah, but dalad minim not. And it's all because it's a toisfis and mesach the sukkah that you can't treat it as a yoim chah. But the bottom line is, as Shmuel said, you can't start saying mashav ruach amar dageshim by musaf of Shmini Atzeres and then stop. Ela mashmul, so Shmuel said, maschab musafim uba mincha. You say it by musaf, you say it by mincha as well. Upoisek arvis v'shachris. Then you don't say it by marv, you don't say it by shachris. V'chayzer umaschab musafim. And then you say it again by musaf. Rava said, no, kivin shehischo shuv eni poisek. No such thing. Once you start saying mashav ruach amar dageshim on Shmini Atzeres, you're not going to stop. Chinam Rav Sheshit said the same thing. Kivin shehischo shuv eni poisek. Once you start saying mashav ruach amar dageshim, you don't stop. Af Rav, and even Rav, who initially said you say it by musaf and then you stop and then you say it again the following day by musaf, he was chayzed. Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav, Moina Esrim Ve'echod Yoim, Kederech Shemoina Asara Yomim Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom HaKippurim. You count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah, the same day, same way you count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, now you're going to count 21 days, Umaschel, and you start saying Mashav Ruach Umar Dageshem. And once you start, at that point you don't stop anymore. Once you start saying, at that point you're not going to stop anymore. There's a very nice nitziv in Meroy Mesod right here on this Gemara. It's nice in light of some of the sugis that we've learned recently in the beginning of Masechtas Beya and then again in the sugis of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Gemara is related to Sveika D'Yoma. So we're not going to go back to the whole Indian of Sveika D'Yoma, but just one punchline that the nitziv says, it's very geschmack, and that is that the Gemara comes out of Maskana, you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Dageshem by Musav of Shmini Atzeres, and you continue saying it. And really, the Gemara thought it was a little bit of a chiddush because of the Sveika D'Yoma, so Mecha Teisi, you should say it by Musav of Shmini Atzeres, maybe stop saying it afterwards, and then the next day, when again maybe it's the Musav of Shmini Atzeres, maybe then you should start saying it again. And the Gemara said you don't do that. In fact, the Gemara said Moina Esrim VeEchad Yoim. You count 21 days. Kederech Shemoina Asara Yomim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. In the same way that you count 10 days for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Netziv said that the reason we're not worried about Sveika D'Yoma is because even though it's true, the Yidden and Chutz Lares always kept 2 days Yontif. But at the same time, Mimois Ezra VeElach Loi Matzinu Elo Mu'uber. And there was always a roiv because almost every single year, Elul was 29 days, which meant Rosh Hashanah was the 30th day from Rosh Chodesh Elul, which means they really knew when the Yomim Tovim was supposed to be. So says the Netziv, over here, when it comes to Mashav Ruach Umar Dagash, and we rely on the Rav, Mimois Ezra Ve'elach Loi Matzino Elul Ober, and that's why you start saying Mashav Ruach Umar Dagash on Shmini Atzeres, based on what the calendar says, and you're not concerned Sveika D'Yoma. Says the Netziv, that's what the Gemara means when it said Moina Esra Ve'echim Yoim Kederech Shemoina Asori Yomim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. What's this mashal? Just like you count 10 days until Yom Kippur, so too count 21 days until Shmini Atzeres. If you look, there's a long Rashi where Rashi discusses it. But says the Netziv, you know what I think the Gemara is saying? We know that even though the Sveika D'Yoma, but the Yidden never fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. We have a whole raid bite on that. Why didn't they fast 2 days Yom Kippur? So the short answer is because of the Rav. Mimois Ezra Ve'elach Loi Matzino Elam Ober. And even though ordinarily, Chazal didn't want to rely on the Rav, but when it came to Yom Kippur, which is a Gzeira She'ein Rav Atzibur Yechaylam Lamid Ba, there Chazal did rely on the Rav. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that just like we count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, and then we fast, and we're not concerned that maybe today's really not Yom Kippur. There's no Sveik of the Yom when it comes to Yom Kippur. So too, Moina Esrim Ve'echad Yom, we count 21 days and we say Mashav Ruach Amar Dagashem. So this was one of the themes in the Sugya of Sveik of the Yom, of the Kaczynski and Ira Kodesh Ram Mikdash, is very Mayrich with this idea that even though there was a Sveika D'Yoma, but at the same time, there was always a Rav of Mimois Ezra Ve'elach Loi Matzinu Elo Mu'ubra that governed the entire Chodesh Tishrei. The one major nafkamina is Yom Kippur. They only fasted 1 day Yom Kippur. Another nafkamina is the way the Netziv learns this Gemara very beautifully, and that is Mashav Ruach Amar Dageshem, you say on the 8th day, V'kivan Shehischel Shuvayne Poisek. Where do you see that in the Gemara? Moina Esra Ve'esrim Ve'echad Yoim Kederech Shemoina Asara Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What's this mashal and the nimshal? The mashal is just like Yom Kippur, there's no Sveika D'Yoma, you might not sorry Yom, and you fast, and you're not worried, maybe the next day is also Yom Kippur. So too, when it comes to Mashav Ruach Amar Dageshem, we rely on the Rav as well. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Ad Masai Shoyal in Eshak Shaman. Up until when do you say the same tal umatul of Rach? Rabbi Yehuda said, Achiyavar HaPesach. Until Pesach passes, which was a whole discussion in the Gemara, what exactly that means. And Lamaskanas HaGemara, what it means is until the entire Yontif of Pesach passes. So you say, the same Talumatal of Racha straight through Pesach. Rameir said, Achi Eitzei Nisan. You say for the entire month of Nisan, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'yoyrud Lachem Geshem Moira Umalkoish Berishain. The Pasuk says that Moira, Geshem, and Malkoish will all fall Berishain in the first month of the year. The first month of the year is Chodesh Nisan. HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Roish Chodoshim Rishain. And you have a pasuk that describes rain falling during that first month. So you see the entire first month of the year, the entire Chodesh Nisan, is really a zman of kshamim. And that's why we say the same talu matal of racha ad sheyav yetzei Nisan straight through that first month. Now the truth is that usually, ordinarily, it doesn't rain during the first month of the year. It's unusual for there to be kshamim, meaning it could rain, but gishamim, Yoira, Malkosh, during that first month. It's not the Zman of Geshamim anymore. And this pasuk that the Gemara quotes is a pasuk in Yoel that describes an anomaly in history where something very out of the ordinary took place. In fact, the Gemara now is going to go into a little bit of detail and it's going to describe the events of Yoel. Now, the short version of what happened was there was a hunger. It was a very, very long winter. It hadn't rained. It was Groysa Tzuris, and Hashem performed a miracle, and really, Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, the winter happened in a very short period of time, in the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, and that's what that pasuk is referring to, V'yoyred Lachem Geshem, Moira Umalkosh Berishon, says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman told Rav Yitzchak, Yoyra ben Nisan, Yoyra ben Marcheshven Hu. The pasuk seems to say that Yoyra happened in Chodesh Nisan. That's not usually when it happens. Usually it's supposed to happen in Chodesh Marcheshven. Now Yoyra, we'll see the more technical definition in the coming Daven, but Yoyra is the first rainfall of the season. So the first time that it rains, whatever that means exactly scientifically, that's what's known as Yoyra. And that happens in Chodesh Marcheshven. So Rav Nachman asks, Rav Yitzchak, V'yoyrud Lachem Geshem, Moira Umalkish Berishain, it's not supposed to happen in Chodesh Nisan, it's supposed to happen in Chodesh Marcheshven. The Tanya, it's a Braisa, Yoyra ben Marcheshven, Umalkish ben Nisan. Now, Malkish, granted, happens in Chodesh Nisan, but not Yoyra, and this sounds like Yoyra happened in Chodesh Nisan, Amalei. So Rav Yitzchak told Rav Nachman, Hachi Yom Rav Yoichan, I'll tell you Rav Yoichan, and said, Bimei Yoel ben Pesul in the sky, Mikrozeh. It's true. This pasuk was completely out of the ordinary, and the events that are described in this pasuk happened in the times of Yoel. The Navi Yoel, the Chesiv, the pasuk says, Yeser HaGezem Achal HaArba. So the pasuk over there describes that the land had been overcome by locusts, and there were a whole bunch of Arba, of Makkus Arba fame. There were a whole bunch of Arba, and the Arba came and they ate everything up. Not just that, to add insult to injury, it hadn't rained that year either. So this was literally Luxor Bikaflayim. The Yidden were dealing with a double whammy. Number one, they had Makas Arba, and number two, it hadn't rained, and it was a very big problem. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Oyster Shana Yatza Adav L'Yardukshom. The month of Adar had passed, and it hadn't rained yet. Yardulam Revere Rishayna Be'echa Ben Nisan. And the first rain of the season happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Amalam Navi Yisrael. So the Navi told the Yidden, Suve Ziru, go out, and so, meaning take the little bit of crops that you have, put it in the ground, you're going to see, things are going to start growing. Amru Leisa, they told another, Mishesh like Kav Chitim. If somebody has one kav of wheat, it's a small measurement, or he has two kavim of barley, Yechlenu? You tell me, should he eat it v'yichya and live another day? Or should he sow it in the ground v'yamus and then die? Amru Leisa, he told him, I hear, you make a very, very rational point. But Afal Pikein, Tzu Viziru. Listen. Naslam Nes, they listened to the Navi, and after they listened to the Navi, a miracle happened. Then Eskala Hemasha Biksalim, Umasha Bechirin Imalim. They ended up finding a little bit of food inside the walls and inside the ant holes. So the mice and the ants, they had stored some food away, and miraculously the Yidden found that food. So they had Amunas Chachamim, Amunas Nevi'im. They listened to what the Navi said. They took the little bit of food that they had, they put it in the ground, even though that seemed to have come at great risk. What were they going to eat? This miracle took place. Either way, Yatsu, they went out, Vizaru, and they planted. Like the Navi said, Sheni on the second day of Nisan, Vishlishi on the third day of Nisan, Virvi on the fourth day of Nisan, Viyardal and Revi Ashni Bechamisha. And then on the fifth day of Nisan, the second rainfall of the season happened. Bin Nisan. And things started growing. and they grew so quickly that on the 16th day of Nisan, they were able to bring the carbon omer. The carbon omer was always brought on the 16th day of Nisan. But this year, it didn't look like there was going to be any new omer to bring. There wasn't going to be any need for a carbon omer to be matter any tefillah chadasha, because they didn't even have any tefillah chadasha. But a miracle took place, and in 11 days, all of this happened. Nimtzus, the Gemara does the math. Tefuah hagdela b'shisha chadashim, tefuah that ordinarily would take 6 months to grow, gedela b'achad asayim, grew in 11 days. Nimtzus, omer akare mitfuah shal shisha chadashim. The omer which was brought from tefuah that grew over a 6 month period, kare mitfuah shal achad asayim, it was brought from tefuah that had grown over 11 days. Val oisay ador hu omer. It's regarding that generation, the time of Yoel, where nothing had grown during the entire winter, and there was a terrible hunger. And the Yidden took the little bit of food that they had, food that they literally needed to feed their families, food that really was irreplaceable. They thought they were going to die by taking this food and planting it. But they planted it anyways, because they had amunas chachamim, that everything was going to play itself out. Says the Gemara, fascinating. Al oisei hadar hu oimer, it's regarding that dar that the pasuk says, hazoirim bedimma berina yiktsoiru, holach yelech uvachoi noisei meshech hazara. This generation, they were zoirim bedimma. They were taking the food that they had, literally off their tables, putting it in the ground, and they were planting with tears. But berina yiktsoiru, 11 days later, they had this unbelievable Yeshua. It was holoich yelech uvachoi noisei meshech hazara. They were carrying the meshech hazara. They were carrying the basket that had the seeds in it, and they were crying. But then it was 11 days later, they came back. They were besimcha. They were already carrying bundles. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, it's poetic to say it twice. Hazayim bedimer brina yiktzayru. But it's also redundant. So Rabbi Huda said, the ox was so hungry. This is the ox. He was so starving that he too was crying as he was working in the field. But when he came back, this is referring to the ox. He already had what to eat. That's what means. What's that referring to? Rav Chizda said, some say it's a brisa. So usually the stalk is much bigger than the ear of grain. But in this case, it was just the opposite. The kana measured a zeres, and the shibayles measured zrasayim, meaning so much food had grown, and the whole idea of how it happened was so shalikadera chateva that even the part that you're able to eat from what grew, it outweighed the kana, which is usually much heavier than the part that you're allowed to eat. Says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman told Rav Yitzchak, "Ma'idik, let's put in the pasuk that says, Kara Hashem le Rav, v'gamba el ha'aret sheva shanim." So again, this is all in the context of Yoel, and the pasuk is describing some hunger that's going to take place. Says the Gemara, "Hanach shavashana mayach." What did they eat during the 7 days? Amalei hachi am Rabbi Yoichan. So Rabbi Yoichan said, "Shana rishoyna achlu mashav bebatim." The first year they ate what they had in their houses. Shniya achlu mashav besad. The second year they ate what they had in their fields. Shlishis basav behemet tamei. They ate kosher meat. Revius basav behemet tamei. They had no choice but they had to eat non-kosher meat. Chamishis they ate basav shkatzim uramasim. Shishis basav bneiim uvnaiseiim. The sixth year they ate the meat of Bneim Ubnaisem, Shvius Psar Zroyesem. They ate the basar of their own flesh. The Kayim Ashenema, the pasuk says, Ish Psar Zroyoyoychelu. It got so bad that they literally had to eat their own food. Only Rav Nachman or Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak, Maidachsev, what's Pshar in the pasuk that says, Bekirbacha Kadosh Veloy Avoy Be'ir? Said Rav Nachman, I don't know how to read the pasuk. It sounds like, Mishum de Bekirbacha Kadosh, because your Kerev, your midst, is holy. La'yava be'ir, I won't enter the city. What does it even mean? Amalei. So Rav Yitzchak told Rav Nachman, Hachi Yom Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan said. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, La'yava be'Yerushalayim Shalmala. I will not enter the Yerushalayim Shalmala. Ad she'avoy li'Yerushalayim Shalmata. Until I'm going to enter Yerushalayim Shalmata. So Rav Yitzchak told Rav Nachman, you want to know what that pasuk means? It means that there's, just like there's a Yerushalayim Lamata, there's also Yerushalayim Shalmaila. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Loi Avay Be'ir, I will not enter the Yerushalayim Shalmaila ad she avoy li Yerushalayim shalmata. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak, umi ikka li Yerushalayim lamayla? Is there such a thing? Is nira Yerushalayim lamayla? So he told him back in, there is. The chsiv, the pasuk says, Yerushalayim habenuya ki'ir shechur b'lo yachdov. As if to say, Yerushalayim is attached to another city. Yerushalayim habenuya ki'ir shechur b'lo. It's attached to something else. What's Yerushalayim lamata attached to? It's attached to the Yerushalayim shalmayla. So what is this gemara that we just learned have to do with the sugya that we're learning? We're still in the middle of discussing Masha Veruach Umayr Dageshem. So this similarity is very, very subtle. The Gemara began, the Gemara that was discussing our Mishnah, Amalei Rav Nachman LaRav Yitzchak, Yoreh ben Nisan, Yoreh ben Mar Cheshvin. So Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak answered Rav Nachman's question by telling him, Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan. I'll tell you something that Rav Yochanan said. So Rav Nachman asks Rav Yitzchak a question, and Rav Yitzchak answers the question based on something that Rav Yochanan said. That's what this last Gemara was. Amalei Rav Nachman LaRav Yitzchak, Mai Dechse B'Kirbach HaKadosh V'Loi Avoi B'Ir. Amalei, Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Layavai b'Yerushalayim shalmalo, ad she'avai l'Yerushalayim shalmata. So the similarity is, it's Rav Nachman asking Rav Yitzchak a question, and Rav Yitzchak is being poishet the question based on something that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan. So talk about a digression. And the Gemara now is going to continue with other examples where this exchange took place. Rav Nachman asks Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak says, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan said. Vamalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Mai dechsev, what's Pshat in the pasuk that says, Uva'achas yivaru v'yichsalu musar havolim eitzu. What does this mean? Amalei Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Achasi, there's one avera shemeva'eres v'sham v'gehenim that causes the Risham to be burnt in Gehenim. Maihi, what is that avodah zarah? It's referring to avodah zarah. Ksifach, it says, musar havolim eitzu. That's what this pasuk says. Ksifasam, and it says regarding avodah zarah, hevel hema masei tatuim. So you find the same lashon of Hevel by Avodah Zarah, and in this pasuk, must be this pasuk is referring to Avodah Zarah, Uba'achas Yivaru, one Avera that causes all the problems, and that's the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Vamalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, again, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Kashem, Maidich, so what's the pasuk that says, Kishtayim Ra'is Asa Ami, that Klal Yisrael, and this is circa Churban Beis HaMikdash, is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Perek Beis. So Kishtayim Rois Asu Ami. Sounds like they did two Averis. Right? Is that true? Tartan Hudahava? They did two Averis. Esrim Varba Shvikulhu. They did 24 Averis. Rashi says, based on Psukim in Yecheskel, there's 24 Averis that the Yidden did at the time of the first destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's afraid to Gemara. Why are you telling me it's two? It's really 24. Amalei, so Rav Yitzchak told Rav Nachman, Hachi Yom Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan said. Achash Yishkulu Kishtayim. Of course, they did many, many averes. But there's one aver that they did that literally is equal to two. Mind you, what's this one aver that's equal to two? Avoid the Zara. The pasuk says, Kishtayim Rois Asu Ami. That's the end of this pasuk. The Yidden did two averes. Oysi Yazvu, number one, they left me go. Mekar Mayim Chaim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm a source of life. They left me. And Lachzef Lahem Boyreis Boyreis Nishbarim. And what did they give me up for? They gave me up to dig ditches that are boyrois nishbarim, they're broken ditches. So Hashem says, you know, it's one thing if the Yidden would have traded me for something that's more chashav or something that's chashav, but not only do the Yidden not want me, but who are they trading me for? Lachzev lehem boyrois boyrois nishbarim. So the Yidden leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is achas shehishtayim. It's one avera, it's avodah zarah, let's call it, but it's double in the sense that number one, you're leaving Hashem, and number two, this is a crime within the crime. You're leaving Hashem for Boyres Boyres Nishbarim. Ksiv Behu, the pasuk says, this is Hashem continuing to talk. Ki ivru iye kitim v'ro, go past the islands of the kitim and observe the Kedar Shilchu this Bainu Ma'oi and go send people to Kedar, another nation, and be misbainain. Hahemer Goyalahim, the Hemaloyalahim. They will not exchange their God, even though their God is nothing. For Ami, but my nation, Hemer Kfaydabiloyal, and me, they just give me away for nothing. Tana Chazal say, you know what? What do we know about the Kutim? Kutim, Oivdin Le'esh. The Kutim, they used to worship the fire. The Kadriim, the Kedar that was mentioned in this pasuk, Oivdin Le'maim, they used to worship water. even though they know that water extinguishes fire, like Himira Lihe. At the same time, they didn't forsake. For Ami, but my nation, Hamer, Kfaydi Belayayo, they're willing to give me up literally for nothing. More on this note. Rab Nachman told Rabbi Yitzchak, what's in the Pasuk that says, Vahikash Zokin Shmuel? So the Pasuk says that it was when Shmuel became old, and then the Pasuk goes on and talks about what happened. But the Gemara says, Shmuel got old? Umisiv Shmuel Kulehai? Never really got that old. Shmuel was 52 years old when he passed away. If somebody dies when he's 52 years old, it's Misa Shmuel Haramasi. So how could the Pasuk say Vahikash Zokin Shmuel? Shmuel never even got that old. Amalei. So again, Rav Yitzchak told Rav Nachman, Hachi Yomer Rav Yoichanan. I'll tell you what Rav Yoichanan said. It's true, he never got old. But Zikna Kofza Olav, even though physically he never got that old, but he looked much older than he was. Shmuel had an older look. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Nichamti Kimlachti Eshal. Very shortly after Shaul HaMelech became king, Hashem says, I regret this whole thing ever happened. Nichamti Kimlachti Eshal. So much so that Hashem wanted to remove Shaul immediately and let someone else come in his place. That someone else was going to be David HaMelech. I'm a lefanov. So Hashem comes to Shmuel and he reports to him and he tells him, Nichamti Kimlachti Eshal. I think I'm ready to move on. So Shmuel says, he starts pleading. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shikaltani K'Moshe V'Aharon. You said that I'm equal to Moshe and Aharon. Chsiv, Moshe V'Aharon B'Chayanov U'Shmuel B'Kairi Shemai. Moshe Aharon on the one side, Shmuel on the other side. Shmuel was shackled to Moshe and Aharon. So he said, "Ma Moshe Aharon lebatul ma'aseh yedeim b'chayeim." Just like Moshe and Aharon, they merited that ma'aseh yedeim wasn't battled during their lifetime. Rashi says it's referring to Yeshua ben Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Talmud Yeshua ben Nun, and Rashi says Yeshua af hu hoya talmidei shel Aharon. He was also a Talmud of Aharon, and they was zoichet to see Yeshua ben Nun become their protege and really step into their place. So if I'm shackled to Moshe and Aharon, why shouldn't I merit the same thing? Shaul is my appointee. Why should I not merit to see Shaul be successful in his job? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel, hey Chiyavit, what should I do? I'm stuck. Lema Shaul, should I kill Shaul like Koshavik Shmuel? Shmuel doesn't let. Lema Shmuel, maybe Shmuel should just die. Meaning, Shmuel doesn't want to see Ma'aseh Yadav die during his lifetime. Okay, so if Shmuel dies, we're not going to have that problem. But Adazuter, Mirani Abasre, he's too young, and people are going to start saying and attributing that maybe he died for certain reasons. That's not a good. Maybe Shaul and Shmuel both shouldn't die. But Kfar Gia Malchus David, it's already time for David HaMelech to become king. Nichamti Kim Lachti Yeshol. It's a shine zeit. Vei Malchus Noigas Bechaverta Afilu Kamloi Nimo. And once it's time for the new Malchus to come in, the old Malchus has to go. They can't overlap even for such a short period of time. That's the equivalent of the thickness of a hair. The point is, something has to happen. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I know what to do. Akpitz Olav Zikna. I'm going to make Shmuel look old. Hainu Dechsev, that's Pshat in the Pasuk, that says, V'shol Yoishev B'Giva, Tachas Ha'eshol B'Rama. So Shol is in Giva, and he's in Rama. Freit the Gemara, V'chima Inyan Giva, Eitzel Rama, it's two different places. Elohim Elocham, Mi Garm L'Shol, She'eshev B'Giva, She'eshanam U'mechza. What caused Shol to live an extra 2.5 years? Tfilas Eshel Shmuel HaRamasi. It was the tefillah of Shmuel HaRamasi. So because of the tefillah of Shmuel HaRamasi, Rashi explains some of the Tanakh history. That's why Shaul, as a result of these events, ends up living an extra 2.5 years. Meaning he would have died right away, but because of this whole cheshbon, he ended up living a little bit longer. So the Gemara says that one of the things Hashem said was that really Shmuel would continue to live. The problem is, if Shmuel's going to live, I'm going to have to kill Shaul, and I don't want to kill Shaul during Shmuel's lifetime. The problem is, to not kill Shaul, I can't do either because it's time for David to be king. So what ends up happening? Shmuel ends up dying prematurely. He ends up dying at the age of 52, which is ostensibly a little bit too premature. The problem is, Hashem was worried that people are going to say, Ma yomru abriyos, the Leitzani Adar are going to start saying things. So what Hashem did was, Akvitz Olav Zikna, he made him look older than he really was, and as a result, people just didn't chop that he was 52. People thought he was much older. But one thing is clear, Shmuel seems to die a little prematurely because of Cheshbonus. Specifically, Rashi says, because of David. Because it's time for David to be king, and that somehow triggers this whole chain reaction. So, mi mitchi gavre mikami gavre? Does it work that way? Is it possible one person's going to die because of somebody else? Mara says, "And Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonah, Amay Dechsev al Kein Chitzavti Benaviim Hirakdim BeImrei Fi." Says the pasuk, "B'Maseim Lo Nemar." It doesn't say that these people died b'maseim because of anything they did. Ela b'imrei pi, simply because I said that they have to die. Because of my gzera, says Rashi. Alma mitchi gavra mikami gavra. So you see, there's a concept where a person could die not necessarily because of his deeds, because of his actions, but simply this person is going to die be'imrei pi. Either way, this Gemara is a classic Gemara. The Gemara talks about the Misa of Shmuel HaNavi. The Gemara says that Shmuel HaNavi died at the age of 52. In fact, the Gemara says, anyone that dies at the age of 52, zeu misasoi shel Shmuel HaNavi. The Megadim Chadashim, in his Sefer HaMesechtes Brachos, Rav David Yoel Weiss, so he quotes the Rashbits in the Sefer Magoin Avos, HaMesechtes Avos, who quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, Arba Mesu Bnei Chamishim Ushtayim Shana. There are four people that died at the age of 52. Four people in history that died at the age of Nun Beis. Shmuel HaRamasi, our Gemara. Shloimeh HaMelech. Shloimeh HaMelech died at the age of 52. Shmuel HaKatan. The Tana Shmuel HaKatan died at the age of 52. Ushmuel Bar Abba Chaveri Shal Rab. And the famous Amir Shmuel in Shas, he also died at the age of 52. Very interesting medrash. I think what's even more interesting is that we talk a lot about Rav who had Arichas Yomim. Beschus Tfilas Rav. The Zohar says the Rav lived 300 years, 400 years. What exactly that means, but the point is, for sure, Rav had Arichas Yomim, which is why when we bench Rosh Chodesh, according to some Girsais, Yiratzayin, Techadesh Aleinu as HaChodesh Hazeh, L'Toyve V'Levrach, V'Siten Lanu Chayim Aruchim. And we daven for not just life, but we daven for Chayim Aruchim, Be'echos U'Bekamos, and we're Messiahim B'Schus Tfilas Rav, based on the Gemara in Mesechtes Brachos that says that this was Rav's Tfilah. Rav used to be Mespalel this Tfilah every day, and Rav's Tfilah was answered, because Rav was Zoichet Arichas Yomim. Rav had Chayim Aruchim. Rav lived for a very, very long time. That's Rav. But Mitzad Sheni, Shmuel, Rav's Bar Plukta, Rav's counterpart, Chaveroi Shal Rav. How long did he live? He lived 52 years, which the Gemara says is not Zikna. So Rav had tremendous Arichas Yomim. Shmuel wasn't Zoichet to Arichas Yomim. Definitely interesting. But it's Yadua. You can't learn this Gemara without speaking out the famous Arizal. That Arizal said, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Chaf Ches, that after Rabbi Gamliel was overthrown from his Nasius, so they needed to replace him with a Nasi, and it wasn't clear who the next option should be. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel being overthrown had something to do with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva didn't have Yichus. Rabbi Eliezer was Mitami de Beishamai. Rabbi Tarfin, why wasn't he suggested? We've spoken about that. But the question was, who should be the next Nasi? And ultimately it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The problem was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very young. He was only 18 years old, but he had a miracle. The miracle was that all of a sudden he woke up one morning and he had a shine vasabud and he had this beautiful hadras upon him and suddenly he looked like an older person. And the Gemara says that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant in the Mishnah Novice that we say by the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Hare ani kiven shivim shana. He wasn't 70 years old. He was 18 years old. But he was kiven shivim shana. He looked like he was 70 years old. So the Arizal said that what's the pnimiyas inyan? What's really pshat? He said pshat is that the Gemara says Masechtas Tainus Daf Yomid Beis, the Gemara that we just learned, that Shmuel HaNavi died at the age of 52. And it's mavur in the Gemara that really Shmuel was going to be Mayrich Yomim. He was going to live much longer. But Umiyitcha Gavra Mipkami Gavra, he died at a younger age because of the whole cheshbon in the Gemara. And how did he die? Zik Nakavtsa Olav. Hashem suddenly prematurely made him look older. Said Arizal that really Shmuel HaNavi was going to live 70 years. But he died 18 years earlier than he was supposed to live. Those 18 years came back in the form of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Gilgal of Shmuel, and when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was 18 years old, he was Mashlim, 70 years, the 52 years of Shmuel, plus his 18 years, and that's what he meant when he said, Hare ani kiven shivim shana, that I'm like 70 years old, I'm 18, but I'm like 70, because in the Gilgal, he had the Gilgal of Shmuel, so with Shmuel's 52 years plus his 18 years together with 70, and that's the Re'ah Nikiven Shivim Shana. But now that we just learned this Gemara, we appreciate this a little bit better. Because what happened to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? What was the miracle? What does the Gemara say in Brachos Chaf Ches? Zikna Kafza Olav. All of a sudden he had white hairs and suddenly he looked older. The Gemara says that's exactly what happened to Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was Zikna Kafza Olav. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had the Nesham of Shmuel HaNavi. And the Nesham of Shmuel HaNavi had in it an Inyan of Zikna Kafza Olav. It happened to Shmuel so that people shouldn't be Mirane Nabasre. That's the Gemara Tainus, Daf Heim and Beis. It happened to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. He meant his 18 years were Mashlim. So now it's Shivim Shana of Shmuel Aramasi, but Zikna Kavtza Olaf took place to him in the same exact way that it happened, same way it happened to Shmuel Hanavi. I saw also in the Megadim Chadashim, this too is a Masechtas Brachas, this is on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, on that Gemara, but the Gemara Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he brings from the Plotzke Goyin, in his Agadah Shel Pesach called Birchas Ashir. So he brings this Vart from the Arizal, this is a classic Agadah Shel Pesach Vart, but he has a nice Sofa. He says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Harei ani kiven shivim shana. So he said, Ben is begematria 52. Ben is nun beis. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Harei ani kiven shivim shana. I'm like the ben shivim shana. He was referring to Shmuel. Shmuel who lived 52 years. So it's the 52 of Shmuel plus his 18. That's the 70 years. And he said, what's shana? Shana is Rosh Tevois nishmas Shmuel Hanavi. Harei ani kiben shivim shana. I'm like 70 years old. It's the 52 years of Shmuel Hanavi. And shana is Rosh Tevis nishma Shmuel Hanavi. That's the rest of the story. Harei ani kiben shivim shana. Either way, we've had a few classic gemaras in today's daf, but the two most famous gemaras in today's daf, we haven't even seen yet. Zokten gemara. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. So the theme of the daf was really Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak have yasa besudasa. They were sitting together at a suda. Amalei Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman turns to Rav Yitzchak and he says, "Nu, lema mar milsa. Eppes, nu, psadvar teure, other singen, other zugen, right? Say something. Amalei." So what did he tell him? Hachi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. That's also the theme of the daf. So he said, I'm going to tell you something Rabbi Yochanan said. Ein mesich besuda. You're not allowed to talk during a meal. Why? Shema yak the kondolavash. Because we're afraid that the trachea may preempt. It's going to jump ahead of the esophagus. Viavli de sakana, the food's going to go down the room. Toop, it could be problems. Basad the sod. After the suda, amalei. So then Rabbi Yitzchak told Rabbi Nachman, all kidding aside, Hachi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you something Rabbi Yochanan said. He said, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. He said, Yaakov Avinu never died. Amaleis. He said, Yaakov Avinu never died. V'chnibechti softu safandaya. V'chantu chantaya. V'kavru kavraya. They were maspid him. 70 days. 7 days. All the avelos. They embalmed him. They buried him. How can you say he never died? Amaleis, he told him, I hear. But mikrani dairish. Chaba pasik. And if you have a pasik, then it is what it is. There's no way to negotiate it. Now, where's this pasuk? It's in Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed. The pasuk says, "V'ata al tira avdi Yaakov no Hashem, v'al teichas Yisrael." Hashem says, "Yaakov, Yisrael, don't be afraid. Kehinini Mashiach mirachik, because the Yeshua is coming from far. Ve'ezaracha me'eretz shavim, and I'm going to redeem your descendants as well." So said Rabbi Yochanan, "Makish ulazara." It sounds like Hashem says, "I'm going to be goyel Yaakov, and I'm going to be goyel Yaakov's descendants." No. It sounds like in the same vein, Mazar b'chayim, just like Zari Shal Yaakov, when they're going to be redeemed, they're going to be alive. Afu b'chayim, so too, he's going to be alive as well. So Enochinami, just from reading the psukim, it doesn't seem like Yaakov Avinu loy meis, but Mikrani Dairish, Chaba Pasuk, and must be Yaakov Avinu loy meis. We're going to get back to this. Amrav Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Koloime Rachav Rachav, Miyad Nikri. If somebody would say Rachav, just say Rachav's name, he would be Moitzi Zerel of Atala because of the beauty of Rachav. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, "Ana Amina v'layichvesli." I said it, then nothing happened. Amalei, so he said, "Kiko Amina b'yoidem makir." If someone knew her, then that's what would happen. You have a miftri me'adadi. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, they were parting ways. So I don't know if this is at the end of the whole Tainus Daf Hey, but Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, they for sure had a suda together, and now they're gezegen in zich. So they're going away from each other. Amalei. So Rav Nachman told Rav Yitzchak, "Livrachon Mar, can you give me a bracha?" So he asked him a whole bunch of shailas. Every shaila Rav Yitzchak was poached from Rav Yochanan. And he says, "No, let me hear a bracha." Amalei. So he told him, "Emshalacha mashal ma davadayma." I'll explain to you what a mashal. You want a bracha? First, let me tell you a story. The Adam Shayahilach Bamidu was a person that was traveling in a midbar. Vayuroyev, he was hungry. Vayoyev, he was tired. Vitzame, he was thirsty. Matza ilan, he found a tree. Shepeiroisa mesukin, the fruit was sweet. Vitzilei noah, and it was giving a nice shade. And there was a nice stream that was flowing underneath it. He ate from the fruit. He drank the water. And he was enjoying the shake. He got up and he wanted a leaf. But he had Hakaras HaToiv to the tree. He had Hakaras HaToiv to the Elon. Amalar, so he said, Elon, Elon, Bamea Varechacha. So he turns to the tree and he says, I want to give you a bracha. What bracha should I give you? Shouldn't the bracha be that your fruit will be sweet? Your fruit are sweet already. Should I give you a bracha that you should have a nice shade? Should I give you a bracha that an amasa mayim should go underneath you? It's happening already. So what bracha can I give you? So we all know the bracha. So he said, Elo yiratzoin. My bracha is my tefillah shakol netiyah shenoytem mimcha yiyo kemoyscha. He said, you're a spectacular tree. You're an unusual tree. You're a tree that has alamailas. You know what my bracha to you is shakol netiyos shenoytem mimcha, that everything that's going to come from you, your offspring, should be like you, and they should have all the same milas. So Rav Yitzchak tells Rav Nachman, Avato, Rav Nachman, b'ma'averechecha, what kind of bracha should I give you? In b'teira, should I give you a bracha? You should vaksoyis to me a Talmud Chacham. Harei teira, du bist doch Rav Nachman. You're the great Rav Nachman. In b'oisher, should I give you a bracha vashirus? Harei oisher. Rav Nachman was chasna de benasiya. He was the son-in-law by the Reish Kalusa. He was very wealthy, very powerful. Im bebonim, shai benchi with a family, hare bonim. You have a family. Elo yiratzoi, my bracha to you is, sheyiyu tzatzoi meyecha kemoyscha. That all your offspring and all your children, they should be just like you. Says Rashi, what does it mean like you? Betoira, the oishner, the chavid, that all your offspring, everyone, should have all the brachas that you have. Du bist azage bench de mensch, sheyiyu tzatzoi meyecha kemoyscha. All your offspring should be just as gebenched as you are. And on that note, we take an exhale. So again, today's daf, like so many of the dafin that we're going to learn now, is mamish epic. There's so much here. Hafachba, vahafachba, the kulaba. But the gemara that stands out, as far as raid that we've spoken about, and as far as raid that we haven't spoken yet about, Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, is the Gemara that said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov Avinu Loimes. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, they were having a Suda together. Rav Nachman turns to Rav Yitzchak, and he says, no, maybe say something. Leima Mar Milsa. Amaleis, he told him, you want to hear something? I'll tell you something. Rav Yochanan said, Ein Masichem Suda. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of the meal. I hear it. That was the end of that conversation. The Gemara says, Labasa the Issad, after they finished eating, Amaleis, so then Rav Yitzchak told Rav Nachman, even though that was a vart, but that's probably not what you wanted to hear. So I'm going to tell you something that Rabbi Yochanan said. Hach yom Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Amalei. He said, Hagitam Yaakov Avinu loy meis. V'chi b'chti softu safandaya, v'chantu chantaya, v'kavru kavraya. Amalei says, I hear, it's true, but mikri ani dayrish, I have a pasuk. The pasuk says, v'ato al tira avdi Yaakov n'um Hashem, v'al techas Yisrael. Yaakov, don't be afraid. Ki hinini moshiyachem mirachik. Because your salvation is going to come from far. And your offspring, may eret shavim, they'll be returned from whatever land that they're in right now. So Hashem tells Yaakov, Yaakov, don't be afraid, because I'm coming to save you and your Einoklach. You and your Einoklach? What do you mean? When the Geula is going to happen, which is what this pasuk is describing, Hashem's going to come save the Einoklach. But he's not coming to save Yaakov. It sounds like, no, Yaakov's going to be saved together with his offspring. And this is the Makart where Rabbi Yochanan said, and that is Yaakov Avinu Loime. So we're going to have, Be'ez Hashem, several related raid bites related to the talk of Yaakov Avinu Loime and some of the other topics in today's daf. But again, Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, as it relates to this idea of Yaakov Avinu Loime. Firstly, Rashi says that, what does it mean, Yaakov Avinu Loime? So it's Dibur HaMaskel, Af Hu B'chayim. She Yevienu B'goyla, says Rashi. Kidei Ligo Lesbon of Le'enov. Hashem is going to send Yaakov into Golos. Why? Kidei Ligo Lesbon of Le'enov. So like this, when the Geula happens, Yaakov Avinu will be an eyewitness. He'll get to see the Geula take place. And Rashi says, K'moy Shematzino B'Mitzrayim. You find this by Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, V'yar Yisroel Es Hayod HaGdoyla Asha Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim V'yiru Ha'am Es Hashem V'yaminu B'Hashem U'V'moysha Avdoy. That we say in V'yoysha Az Yosher V'Dorshinon, says Rashi, Chazal Darshin. What does it mean, V'yar Yisroel? Pashin, it means Klal Yisrael. But Vayar Yisrael means Yisrael Saba. It means the Zayda Yisrael. So says Rashi, just like Vayar Yisrael means Yisrael Saba, that Yisrael, the Zayda Yisrael, witnessed Gulas Mitzrayim, witnessed Kriyas Yamsuf. This is well after he had already passed away. So too, Yevienu Begoyla. Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael's Saba is going to be in Golos. Can they legal as Bun of Le'enov? It's like this. He will be an eyewitness. He will get to see the Geula. So why is Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis? Rashi was Megala a reason. He said the reason is Kedesha Yevienu Begoila. Can they legal as Bun of Le'enov? It's like this. Yaakov Avinu will be able to be an eyewitness to see the Geula. So I was thinking, why did Yaakov Avinu merit? What schus did Yaakov Avinu have more than the other Avos, for example? More than Moshe, more than Aharon, more than David, more than Shlomo, more than Yosef HaTzadik. Why is Yaakov Avinu the one that's going to be Zoicha, that he's going to be Begoyla, Kedei Ligol as Banav Le'enav? But it could be the Pshat is Pashat. We know that Maisa of a similar Banim, that the life of the Avos was a microcosm of the life and times of the Jewish people. So every event that took place in the life of Avraham Avinu would one day be manifest in a much grander scale through the Bnei Yisrael. The same was true for Yitzchak. The same was true for Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu lived a very, very difficult life. Yaakov lived a life of tzaris. He lived a life of Yisurim. When Paray asked Yaakov in Parshas Vayigash, "How old are you?" So Yaakov said, "I'm not as old as I look. But unfortunately, I've gone through so much, and it's because of that zikna kafza olav. I look a lot older than I really am." Yaakov had tzaris with Esav. His brother wanted to kill him. Then he dealt with Lavan, who eventually became a Shver, once, twice. Yaakov lost his son Yosef HaTzadik for so many years, and the Pasuk says, Vayimoyin Lenachem. He refused to take any nechama over the fact that he lost his son Yosef. Yaakov Avinu lived a life of tzaris. And the Rishonim say that Yaakov Avinu's tzaris that he lived were Maisa of a similar banim, for unfortunately, Loyalenu, the tzaris that the Yidden were going to have to go through. Just to quote one Lashon of one Rishon that brings this point out very, very succinctly, the Sefurin in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. The Parshas Vayeshev says, Eilat Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Meguri Yavav Eretz Kanan. And then it says, Eilat told this Yaakov, Yosef Ben Shvaz Reshon. Says the Sefurin, a quote, Me'oirav V'yalde Yoyim Olav Acha Sheyoshav Shom. Ki me'oz Sheyotza Mi'beis Ofev. From the time that Yaakov Avinu left his father's house, Hayu Inyanav K'moy K'reisenu B'galos Rishon. Everything that Yaakov Avinu lived was the microcosm of the tzaris that the Yidden had after Churban Bayis Rishon. And then what happened? Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv. You know what's going on? Yaakov Avinu lives in Eretz Yisrael, but he leaves. Vayetze Yaakov mi'ber Sheva. Vayelech Haran. All those tzaris that he dealt with, said the Sefurna, were ma'aseh of a similar banim for Golus. He's in Golus. He just left Eretz Yisrael. Which Golus? The Golus Rishon. This is the first time Yaakov left Eretz Yisrael. But then Yaakov comes back. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv be'eretz Kanan. He settles in. And what happens? The next pasuk, Ela told this Yaakov, Yosef ben Yosef is 17 years old, and the next thing you know, he's sold. And the next thing you know, Vayimoyin Lenachim, he refuses to take Nechama. So says the Sefurna, that's exactly what happened to the Yidden. We got back a second Beis Hamikdash, but at the same time, we lost it again. So Me'asha Chazar Aleretz Megurei Aviv. From the time that Yaakov went back to Megurei Aviv, Hayakoyroisov Kemosha Karolanu Bebayasheni. What happened to him was what happened to us during Bayasheni. Vichurbanoi, the Galusai, Ugulasai Leketzayamim. Yaakov Avinu lived the life of the Golus of Bnei Yisrael. The Vilna Gaon said that if you go through the parasha of Yaakov Avinu leaving Beis Lavan and the end of parashas Vayetze, he said the Yetziya of Yaakov mi Beis Lavan was Maisa of a similar banim for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu lived the life of the Tzoris of Bnei Yisrael. Golus Rishon, Golus Sheni, Golus Mitzrayim, like the Vilna Gaon said. It's only befitting that Yaakov Avinu be present when finally there's a Geula, for him to witness the Geula. Yaakov lived the Tzoris. So it would seem appropriate that Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Why Dafke Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis? So that Yaakov himself, who lived through the Tzoris, he'll be Zoicha to see the Geula. And that's why Rashi is being Megalatas, that every time there's Geulas Yisrael, Vayar Yisrael, somewhere in the distance, we can't see it, but somewhere in the distance, our Zayde Yaakov Avinu is watching. Vayar Yisrael, Man Yisrael, Yisrael Saba. It's referring to the Zayde Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is with us in Golus, and Yaakov Avinu is going to be with us at the time of the Geula. Yaakov Avinu is not Stam Loi Meis, but he's with us. He's Sezamen with us in Golus, and he's watching Vayar Yisrael, and he's quelling in Yetz Hashem when there's going to be the Geula Asida. And the truth is, that's the idea of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Again, this is a concept that's way above our pay grade. It's Mesuyim to Yaakov Avinu, the way Rashi explains it. Vayar Yisrael, Man Yisrael, Yisrael Saba. And the truth is, if you look at the Ramban at the very end of Parashas Vayechi, it's the last Ramban in Sefer Bereishis, and Rabbeinu Bechai, and then the Parashas Vayechi, they start using Lashonis that maybe we can understand a little bit to try to explain what exactly it means, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. But the truth is that even though, of course, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis means Yaakov Avinu Daika, but at the same time, there is a theme in Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis that's expressed very, very articulately in the Svarim HaKadoshim, that's not only Negeya Yaakov Avinu, but this is something that's Negeya every single person. And really, it's a very, very profound message, almost a game-changing message. The Kli Yaakov wrote a very, very Heilige Sefer, Oilus Ephraim. And the Oilus Ephraim, in a few different places, he talks about this inyan of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. One of the places that he talks about it in Lent is in Chelek Revi. It's Maimer Tof Kuf Mem Dalet, 544. And he discusses the idea of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. He quotes our entire Gemara. And he says like this, quote, V'hanira lanu lefarish. Bozet loim. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. You know why Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis? Because Yaakov Avinu fathered the Shvatim. Yaakov Avinu was not just another one of the Avos. He was the Bechir HaAvos. He wasn't just the Bechir HaAvos. He's the one of the Avos that was Mitasei Shleima. He was the one of the Avos that gave birth to the Shiftei Ka. So even though Avos is Shleisha, but on some level, the Shiftei Ka are a little bit more associated with Yaakov than they are to Avram and Yitzchak. So when you think of Yaakov Avinu, you're thinking of course, the third of the Avos, but it's also the father of Klal Yisrael, because he's the one that raised the Shiftei Ka. He is the father of the Shiftei Ka. So says the Oilus Ephraim, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. You know why? Because Yaakov Avinu is the father of Klal Yisrael. And as long as there's Klal Yisrael, there's going to be a Yaakov Avinu. Because Kozman Shehaben, Oy Echad Meyoytzei Chalotz of Kayim. If someone has a child, if someone has descendants, if someone has offspring, as long as that child is alive, harei ki'ilu hu chai ba'atzmai. It's as if he himself is alive. K'may shapirish Rashi beparshas Vayera, shekol ha'maimid ben tzadik, ki'ilu loy meis. So says the Oilus Ephraim, that Yaakov Avinu is the father of Klal Yisrael. So as long as there's a Klal Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Because through Klal Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu has a kiyum. And this is the idea that the Oilus Ephraim is talking about. That as long as a person has a hemshech, he has offspring, through his offspring, he's bebchinas loy meis. And that's really what Yaakov Avinu loy meis means. It doesn't just mean Yaakov Avinu, but it means any person, kol ha'maimid ben tzadik ki'ilu loy meis. Because if a person has an offspring that's chai, a person that has an offspring that's begeder oid yosef chai, he's alive, he's a v'chai bahem, he's doing Torah mitzvahs, through that child, he's bebchinas loy meis. But then the Oilus Ephraim says something beautiful. He says that even though Chazal said, kol ha'maimid ben tzadik ilu loy meis, it's possible for a person to be bebchinas loy meis, even if he wasn't zoicha, to be maimid ben tzadik. There are other ways for a person to have hemshech. And that is, if a person, for example, teaches Torah, kol ha'maimid ben chaveira Torah, is ma'ala olav ha'kasav kilu yaldai. Or if someone's machzik someone else b'teira, if someone helps another person learn Torah, that's going to be the same thing. Through helping somebody else learn Torah, there's an idea of mal olav akasuv ki'ilu yaldai. You're helping the person learn. You now have a chelik in that person. So that person's avoida, that person's chios counts on your ledger. And as a result, on some level, you're a loy meis. Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Noach, Ela told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dayroisav. Frank Rashi, Ela told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik, Ela told us Noach, Hashem cham in yafes. What do you mean, Ela told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik? Says Rashi, it's the pasuk coming to teach us that the maisim toivim of a tzadik are his toldos. So says the Oilus Ephraim, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. What does it mean, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis? Because his legacy lives on. Because he is the father of Klal Yisrael. So as long as there's a Klal Yisrael, there's still a Yaakov Avinu. He's not Meis. But at the same time, it's possible even someone that maybe wasn't Zoicha to have children, or maybe someone that doesn't have a Hemshech in the biological sense, but at the same time, he too can merit the same exact Madrega of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. How? Through Ki'ilu Yaldai, through Kalamalamidis Ben Chaveira Torah, through Ela Toldis Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik. So says the Oilus Ephraim something beautiful. He says, we say in the Haftorah, Anatayna Sibur, Val Yoimar Hasaris, Heinani Eitz Yovesh, says the Navi Yeshaya, Ki Koya Mar Hashem, so says Hashem, Lasnorisim, to the Soris, Ashe Yishmeru Ashapsoisai, Ubocharu Basher Chofatzti, Umachzikim Bevrisi. Hashem tells the Soris. The Soris is someone that never had the schus to have children. So the Soris feels, Heinani Eitz Yovesh, Zogt Eibishto, Ki Choy Omar Hashem, Lasorisim, Ashe Yishmur Hashab Soisai. What does it mean, Ashe Yishmur Hashab Soisai? What does the Soris have to do with Shabbos? What is this divrei nechama that Hashem is about to tell the Soris, who feels like he doesn't have a hemshech? What does it have to do with keeping Shabbos? So says the Oyel Sefrayim, because we know that the Oyin of a Talmud Chacham is on Shabbos. So the Soris, who wasn't Zoicha to be Shomer Shabbos in that sense, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in the Siddur, V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos is Rosh HaTevis Bia. V'shomru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos is Bia, it's the Oin of a Talmud Chacham, because there's a certain Inyan of children that are born from Oin of Talmud Chacham, which is the Oin of Shabbos. So Hashem tells the Soris who wasn't Zoicha to be Moilad Banim, but Asher Yishmur es ha-Psoisai, he too has a Shaychis to the Oin of Talmud Chacham. He too has a shaychus to v'shamru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. He has a shaychus to Shabbos. You know how? Two ways. Bash ubacharu b'asher chafatzti u'machzikim bevrisni. What does it mean? Ubacharu b'asher chafatzti. What does Hashem want? Hashem wants ma'isim toivim. Haskel v'yodea oisi ki be'ele chafatzti no'um Hashem. And what does it mean? Umachzim bevrisi, umachzikim bevrisi, eitzchayim ulamachzikim ba, leloimdeha loinema, elo lamachzikim, hainu lamachzikim yedei loimdeha. A tsaris who feels like he's an Eitz Yovesh. The tsaris says to Eilas Ephraim, who feels like, where's my Hemshach? Where's my Yaakov Avinu loimes? The teretz is, the tsaris could also be Yishmur HaShabsoisai. He could also have a shaychus to the owner of the Talmud Chacham. He could also have a shaychus to V'shamru B'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos Rosh HaTevis Bia. You know how? U'bachru B'asher Chafatzti. Eila told us Noyach. Noyach ish tzadik. Ki be'ela chafatzti no'um Hashem. Through ma'isim toivim. And there's another way. U'machzikim bevrisi. By being machzik a Talmud Chacham. By allowing and facilitating somebody else to learn Torah. Because then it's a bechin of kolam alamed es ben chaveri Torah. Ma'al olav akas of ki'ilu yaldeh. But the Eilas Ephraim is saying a davar nifla. He's saying that the message of Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Of course it means dvarim niskovim. But at the same time there's a takeaway for everybody. And that is a concept of Yaakov Avinu loy meis. That it's possible for a person to have a hemshech, and through his hemshech, he's going to be bebchina Yaakov Leimeis. And this point was brought out by Yaakov because Yaakov Avinu is the father of Klal Yisrael, even more than Avram and Yitzchak. And as long as there's a Klal Yisrael, there's a Yaakov, and Klal Yisrael is going to be around forever. And as a result, so will Yaakov. And that's the soid said the Eilas Sefrayim 500 years ago of Yaakov Avinu Leimeis. Not surprisingly, this idea is very much expressed. Net Torah of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. And just one Maramachim, this is in Torah Smosha, it's in Parashas Tetzaveh, and the Chassam Sofer over there says a Dovar Nifla. It's Kedai to see, it's a long piece, it's worth seeing inside. But the Chassam Sofer starts off with the obvious kashas. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Number one, what does that mean? Pashit, just what does it even mean? It says, besides, the Ramban asks two kashas. The Ramban says, you know, the truth is, Chazal say Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. If you look in the Pesukim, when the Pasuk describes the Misa of Avram, it says, Vayigva Vayomos Avram B'Seva Toifa. Vayigva Vayomos. It says the Lashon Misa. Vayitzchak. This is in Parashas Vayishlach. Vayigva Yitzchak Vayomos. It says again, Vayomos. When the Torah describes the Misa of Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk says, Vayichal Yaakov Letzavis Hezbonov, Yaakov was finished giving the brachas, Parashas Vayichi, Vayesev Raglev Elamito, Vayigva, Vayyosev Elamov. By Avram and by Yitzchak it says Vayamas. By Yaakov it doesn't say Vayamas. This is a remes, say the Svarim, that Yaakov Avinu loy meis. And that's why it doesn't say Vayamas. But the Ramban asks, there are two other psukim, however, that seem to attribute Misa. There's a pasuk that says, Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael Lamus. There's another pasuk, Vayiru b'nei Yisrael ki meisavihem. Vayomer, lu yislemenu Yosef, right? The brothers, they got nervous after Yaakov passed away. Maybe now Yosef's going to hate us. Maybe because of Kibarav, he's been holding it in all this time. But now we might have a little bit of a problem. But twice the pasuk says, Vayikruvu yemei Yisrael lamuth. And then it says again, Vayiru b'nei Yisrael ki meisavihem vayomer. So freik tach sam soifer, the Ramban's kasha. bomb kasha, Yaakov in Oloy Meis, and it's even Medoyek, because it doesn't say Vayomas by Mises Yaakov like it says by Avram and Yitzchak. But what about these two psukim, Vayirkavu Yimei Yisrael Lomas? What about the pasuk that says Vayiru B'nei Yisrael Kimei Savim, says the Chassam Sofer, the Yisoid of the Oilus, it doesn't quote the Oilus Ephraim, but he says what the Oilus Ephraim says. He says that the Inyan of Yaakov Avinu Loy Meis is because it's not possible for a tzaddik to be considered Meis. Because as long as a person is making a difference on this world, even if he's physically not in this world anymore, he's still steiging. He's still going me madrega la madrega. You see, the Chassam Sofer says that when a person dies, he's called a mace. You know why? Because he's not on this world anymore? No, that's not the point. The point is because he can't accomplish anymore. He can't steig anymore. Once a person dies, the curtain comes down, it's all over. There's nothing else to do. You can't do Torah mitzvahs anymore. The Vilna Gaon famously lied on his deathbed. He was holding his tzitzis and he was crying. He said, as long as I was alive, for a little prut, I was able to be mekayim a mitzvah that shokel keneged all the mitzvahs. He says, but now that my neshama is going to be taken away, I can't do anything anymore. Yofa koiras, yofa sha achas mi'olam hazeh, mikol anois olam haba. Why? Because Shah achas of olam hazeh, a person can accomplish. But once a person dies, he can't accomplish anymore. On this world, you're chai, you're alive because of what you're accomplishing. You're going mechayel al chayel, hopefully. In the next world, you can't do anything anymore. And that's why you're mace. So said the Chassam Sofer, a tzaddik never dies. The reason a tzaddik never dies is because a tzaddik, he has his children and his Talmidim, and the people that he was mashpia on during his lifetime, they're continuing to go weiter and weiter. They're steiging, and as long as they're steiging, he's steiging. And that's the idea of Yaakov Avinu Loy Meis. So says the Chassam Sofer. He says, just, again, there's so much here, but just one maramakim, the Gemara and Perek Chelek. So the Gemara says, it's a pasuk. It says, Hincha Shoichev v'mavisecha. Hashem told Moshe, Hincha Shoichev v'mavisecha. You're going to die together with your Zedis. V'koma amazeh. This nation is going to get up. V'zona acharei alihei nechar ha'aretz. V'hofer es brisi. They're going to come and they're going to do all the wrong things. V'hofer es brisi. So the Gemara says in Berak Chelek that mikrazen nidrash lefanav ul'achrav. This pasuk could be darshened in two ways. Right? It's a very interesting pasuk. Hincha sheichei v'mavisecha. V'kam ha'om hazeh. V'zona acharei alihei nechar ha'aretz. V'hofer es brisi. So the Gemara says you can read it like this. Hincha sheichei v'mavisecha. You're going to pass away, Moshe Rabbeinu. V'kam. But one day v'kam. And this is one of the 10 remazim in the Torah of Tchias Amesim. Mikan remez of Tchias Amesim in the Torah. Hincha sheiche v'mavisecha v'kam. But there's another way the Gemara says you could ask in the pasuk. V'kam ha'om hazeh v'zona achre elihei necha ra'aretz v'afre es brisi. Hashem told Moshe, hincha sheiche v'mavisecha. And Moshe, after your p'tira, v'kam ha'om hazeh, the nation's going to get up. Not Moshe Rabbeinu is going to become for Tchias Amesim, but v'kam is going la'acharav. V'kam ha'om hazeh, the nation's going to get up. V'zona achre elihei necha ra'aretz v'afre es brisi. So the Chassam Sofer says Adam and Noira. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu died. But he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, do you think for one second he slowed down? Moshe Rabbeinu, after he passed away, lo yonuach v'lo yishkoit pa'olam haba rega echad. He doesn't have one second of menucha. Ki hoylechu u'mispar al yedei avodaseinu as Hashem. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is rabban shel everybody. So anytime a yid does a mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu is getting a little bit of credit. Amnam says the Chassam Sofer, bedar achurban, in the time of the churban, sheroiv Yisrael parku al teirav avdu avodazara. Where most of the Bnei Yisrael, they were avid avodazara. V'lo yoyid. Elakam anisharim tanu meidar rabalei raisa b'meicheskel. And he goes through all the gemaras. It was so bad that it was hadik kiblu b'meach hashveris. The yidin had to be makab all over again in the times of Achashverosh. Him came by Isaiah's man. During that time, all of a sudden, Moshe's Einaklach. Moshe's his Hemshech. The Bnei Yisrael, they weren't doing the right thing. So you know what happened to Moshe? Moshe's not going anymore, mi Madrega la Madrega. Moshe Rabbeinu was come. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's what Hashem told Moshe. Hincha shoyche v'mavisecha. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be shoyche v'mavisecha. But when you die, you're going to go weiter. You're going to go mechayol al chayol. You're not going to have one second of menucha. Lo yonuach v'lo yishkoit pa'ilam abar rega echot. Ki hoylechu mispar la yedei avodaseinu as Hashem. But you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a day that you're going to be v'kam. There's going to be a time when Moshe Rabbeinu, it's going to stop temporarily. You know why? Because v'kama amazeh, because the nation is going to get up. V'zano acharei alehei necher, they're going to be oved avodah zarah. V'hofer es brisi, and that's why you're going to stop. The v'kama is going on Moshe, and the v'kama is going in the cloud. You saw it's the same thing. It's v'heinei nadvarim. Hincha shoychei v'mavisecha v'kama. You know when you'll become? When it's v'kama amazeh. V'zona acharei lehei nechar ha'aretz v'hofer es brisi. So the Chasam Sofer says that's Yaakov Avinu loymeis. Yaakov Avinu's loymeis because as long as he has hemshech, as long as he's making a difference on this world, it's true, he's not here anymore. But at the same time, Yaakov Avinu is still steiging. He's going Michael al chayil. Pikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, not enough what you're going to get in the next world. You want shalva in this world? But here's the little secret. Yaakov Avinu doesn't have shalva in the next world either. Because Yaakov Avinu is Yelchu Mechayel Ochayel, like the Chasam Sofer says. Lo yonuach, v'lo yishkoit, ba'ilam abay rega echad. Yelchu Mechayel Ochayel, like the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Brachas, Daf Samechdal. And this is the whole idea. And that's what it means, Yaakov Avinu Leimes. So it says the Chasam Sofer with a classic Chasam Sofer punchline. He says, we know that Yaakov Avinu had two names. He was called Yaakov. He was also called Yisrael. The name that Yaakov Avinu was given at birth was Yaakov. But then later, after he was able to overcome the Malach, he became Yisrael. Why? Ki sorisa imeloi him v'imanoshim v'atucha. Another pasuk. This week's parasha, right? Vayosnar el melech el malach vayuchal. The Yaakov Avinu was able to defeat the Malach. Yaakov Avinu was able, and when he was able to defeat the Malach, he became Yisrael. So says the Chasam Sofer, Yaakov Avinu has a hemshech, but the hemshech is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, we're on the madrega of Yaakov, but we're not on the madrega of Yisrael. Yisrael is a very, very high madrega. The madrega of Kisarisam, like Kimvam, Alanoshim Vatucha, that's a very hard madrega. So the Chasam Sofer says, Yaakov Avinu loymes. And that's when the Pasuk says, Vayigva Yas Yaakov, it doesn't say Vayamas. Vayyosav al Amov. Because the Madrega of Yaakov has a Hemshech. And because it has a Hemshech, the Madrega of Yaakov is Loy Mes. But the Pasuk says, Vayikruvu Yeme Yisrael Amos. Vayiru Bnei Yisrael Ki Mesavim. That's Yisrael. Yisrael was Mes. Yaakov Avinu was Loy Mes. For that you have to be the Chasam Sofer. But Yisrael was Mes. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. So I was learning this Chasam Sofer and I had a hergish. The hergish was the Chasam Sofer says throughout his Svarim. He says it again and again and again. He says throughout his Svarim, the idea that a person, even though sometimes he's inclined to want to steig as much as he possibly could for his own personal and selfish reasons, because that's what a yid wants to do. He wants to steig. That's what we have. We have a tshuka, we have a cheshek, we have a ratzon to be as good as we possibly can. But at the same time, the Chasam Sofer says that the real tachlis is for a person to give up from his own personal aliyah on behalf of other people. And the trademark kvark that the Chasam Sofer always said, this is the number one theme in the Torah of the Chasam Sofer. And the trademark theme, vart, that the Chasam Sofer used to say is a vart that he said over in the name of his Rebbe, the Hafla. And the Hafla himself brings it in his Panim Yafis in a few places, in Parshas Vayera, in Parshas Vezois HaBracha, where the Hafla says, that the Gemara says in Chagiga Tezvav, Marav doimel malach Hashem tzvakos yevakshu Torah mipiu. V'emlav al yevakish Torah mipiu. A person should learn Torah from a Rebbe if he's doimel malach Hashem tzvakos. I said to Panim Yafis, what does that mean? Find a Rebbe that's a malach? So the Panim Yafis said that we know a person is a hoylech. A person is oylev yoyred. You do a mitzvah, you're oyled. You do an avera, you're yoyred. But a malach is an oymed. A malach is born, he's programmed with a certain destiny. He can't be more than he could be. If my Rav Doima l'malach Hashem Tzvaki said the Hafla, if a Rebbe is willing to be a malach, he's willing to be an oymate, he's willing to pause his own personal aliyah. Why? On behalf of Yena, yivakish tayir mipiyo. V'im lav, but if not, al yivakish tayir mipiyo. The Chasam Sofer would always say over this var in the name of the Hafla, that a Rebbe is supposed to be doima l'malach Hashem Tzvakos. But here's the punchline. If a Rebbe makes himself on this world like a malach, if on this world he makes himself an oymed, you know what happens? He's zaycha to be maimet talmidim. He's zaycha to help other people. He's zaycha to be mashpi on other people. It doesn't have to be in the most dramatic sense. Helping another person, being mechazik another person, says the Eilas Ephraim. That's the word, the sorest things. Hey, nani yetzi yovish. It's not true. You help another person. You mashpi on another person. That's your family. That's your hemshech. These are your kindalach. You have a chelik in it. You have a shaychus in that. Anytime a person helps another person, he has a little vested interest in that person's aliyah. And he taps in to the inyan of Yaakov Avinu Loy Meis. A person that makes himself like a malach on this world,
You know what's going to happen when he leaves the next world and he goes into the Olam, to the world of the Malachim. When he goes into the world where everyone's an Oymed, he's going to be a Hoylech Bein Oymdim. Because in that world, he's going to go Mechayel El Chayel. That's the irony. The irony is that on this world, you make yourself into an Oymed. But if you make yourself into an Oymed in this world, you're going to be a Hoylech in the next world. And let's be honest, how much time does a person have on this world? So if a person's a Hoylech throughout his whole lifetime, how much could he already accomplish? But if a person takes the little bit of time that he's given on this world, and he's willing to make himself like a Malach, he's willing to be an Oymed, he's willing to give up some time from his own personal chukas that he has, not for bad things, but for good things, for avodas Hashem, to be mechazik another person, to help another person. What's going to happen is this person's going to have the schus that l'doirei toires, he's going to be zoicha, literally, Yaakov Avinu loy meis, ever. He's going to continue to be hoylech and hoylech and hoylech. Sounds like a pretty good investment. That to be oymed a little bit, so like this, you'll be able to be hoylech literally mechayel ol choyel. Like the Chasam Sofer says, lo yonuach v'lo yishkoit ba'olam haba rega echot ki hoylechu umespail al yidei avodaseinu es Hashem. Rabbi Yanky Blyer shared with me today a beautiful maisa with the Hele Gebelzer Ruf, Rabbi Aral Belzer. So Rabbi Aral Belzer was nifter Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Ekev. And Rabbi Aral Belzer never had children. And the last Shalosh Shudas Torah that he gave, this was the last thing that Rabbi Aral Belzer told his Chassidim. So he was darshining in Parshas Ekev. And Parshas Ekev is the Parsha of Krishma, the Parsha of Ahoyim Shemaya. So he said that we say, L'man yirbu yameichem v'mei v'neichem, alu adoma, asher nishba Hashem la'viseichem, lo'seis lohem, k'imei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz. That if you're going to keep the mitzvahs, you're going to have arichas yomim. L'man yirbu yameichem, v'mei v'neichem, alu adoma, asher nishba Hashem la'viseichem, lo'seis lohem. And then we end, k'imei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz. What does that mean? K'imei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz. We once spoke out of Chasam Sofer in a few places where he says a pshat. What does it mean? K'imei ha'shamayim al ha'aretz. So this was the last Torah that Rabbi Aral Belzer said. He said that the previous pasuk is v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem l'daberbam. V'limadetem oisem es b'neichem, Chazal say, it's lav dafka b'neichem, but it means even talmidim, that a person, v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem, is supposed to have a hashpa on other people. He's supposed to be mashpia on under a mention. And then Rabbi Aral Belzer got all choked up, because he was never zoicha tabanim. But he said it can be talmidim, it can be chsidim, that if a person is able to be mashpia on other people, if it's v'limadetem oisem es b'neichem, and in that schus, you know what he's going to be zoicha to. On this world, but not only is he going to be zoicha to arichas yomim on this world, but he's going to be zoicha to arichas yomim ki mei hashamayim al haaretz in the next world as well. Because if a person is v'limadet ha'moisim es b'neichem, if a person is able to be mashpia in any way, a big way, a small way, if you can make a positive difference in another person's life, you're going to have arichas yomim. It's going to be l'man yirbu yameichem. Not only on this world, but kimei shamayim. Even in shamayim, it's going to be lo yonuach v'lo yishkoit ba'olam haba rega echad. Ki hoylechu umispal al yidei avodaseinu es Hashem. You know, my Zayda, Rabbi from Yitzchok Meir, he was a Belzer Chusid. He used to always tell me about Rabbi Aral Belzer. And it was Margul Bapume. He would say, Rabbi Aral Belzer is nish gevein kamensh, is gevein amalach. Rabbi Aral Belzer is gevein amalach. That's what the Chassidim say. That's the word that was used to describe him. Anyone that knew him said he was a malach. He was a rav that was doymel malach Hashem Tzvakos. And when the rav is doymel malach Hashem Tzvakos, when he's a rebbe that gives himself up 100%, not just for his Chassidim, but for Gans Klai Yisrael, especially post-World War II, a world that was broken, Rabbi Aral Belzer was one of the beacons of light that was literally uplifting the entire generation. The last words that he said was that my rav doymel malach Hashem Tzvakos will be zoichel man yirbu yamechem ki mei hashamayim ala aretz.